We're listening to the first act of Le Nozze di Figaro by Mozart. We'll continue with that in just a moment, but I believe we have on the telephone Isabel Ivey from Opera San Jose. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Great. Isabel Ivey is a resident artist in the Opera San Jose program. She is, this is a resident program, a very unique opportunity for singers to both be in the company and in concert with artists throughout the year. Tell us a little bit about your residence. What kind of a, you know, it is an unusual company that does opera and you also live on site.
Yeah, it's not a traditional arrangement in the United States. It's more reflective of what they do in Germany, which is like a festival, which is what Opera San Jose was based on because our founder, Irene Dallas, she did a lot of her beginning career work as a fest singer in Germany. So we have a company of five residents currently, of which I'm the only woman. And also the youngest by 8 years.
And, of course, you're working with other singers who come in to do roles and so forth, in addition to the resident men.
We have a really great cast of guests this season. Our Susanna and our Figaro and our Cherubino in this are all guests, and they're fantastic.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about them? I know Ben Wager, is that how he pronounces it?
Yes.
Ben Wager is, I think, Figaro.
Yes,
and,
he is Figaro.
We have Admina Edris as Susanna. She's a Merola alumna. Those are wonderful singers. Yes. They have great training up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's actually she's a great person to work with. I really like her. She's super sweet, and she's a really fun Susanna.
And then we
have Corrine, who's our Cherubino, and she's just hilarious.
It's a fun role to sing, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And you're singing the role of the Countess, which is a serious role in some ways, because you are perhaps the most wronged person in the ensemble, of the cast, the Count being mm-hmm. what he is.
Yeah, our director took pains to make sure the Count was likable, and I mean, Matt makes everyone that he plays likable, and it's part of who he is. He's a great actor, really great singer, and even though you know the Count's kind of a jerk, you still like him.
Yeah. Well, he gets his comeuppance, and
yes, he does.
I mean, his heart is wherever it is, but Cherubino seems to be every place where he doesn't want him to be. That is the Count, and that's always a fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the setting or the costumes and setting. Is it a more traditional sort of set?
Yeah, it's a traditional set. The costumes are traditional as well, but they're absolutely stunning. Our costume crew did a really great job on them. My costumes especially, I think, are just truly fantastic, and everybody just looks great. The set's very, it's kind of a mixture of styles. It's definitely 18th century Spanish, Moorish Spanish style, and it's very, very beautiful. Like the Act 4 set in the garden has this beautiful wisteria hanging, so it looks like wisteria flowers in the background.
That's wonderful. Is this a new production, or is it one that they've used before? Because I know Opera San Jose has done The Marriage before.
Yes, but this is a different director. This was Lillian Groag, so she... I think that she has done this particular production before, but it's never been put up at San Jose.
Uh-huh. And you're going to be singing other roles in the company as well. Carmen is coming up, and you'll be doing Michaela.
Michaela, yes.
Are you...
And then I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I am also singing Stella in Streetcar.
That's a big role.
Yeah.
And you had some very fine roles in the last year. Gilda in Rigoletto and The Queen of the Night. And
yeah.
The wonderful original opera, which was done also in English, that delightful piece.
Yes, the same director, actually, as Nozick.
Uh-huh. And will you be with the company next year? That may be too early to tell.
I can't say anything, you know, but mm-hmm. I hope so. I really have enjoyed working with them, and they gave me a grace period for Tulsa. I actually had a tonsillectomy 3 months ago from opening night, and they let me off of the first show so that I could recover properly to sing Countess.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your musical background. I know you have activities at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas and other activities. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, my parents are both classical professional musicians. My father was a former concert pianist, and my mother is a professional flute player and music theory professor at the university. And my younger brother is actually a classically trained guitar player. So it's a family of musicians. And when I was a little girl, I heard The Queen of the Night aria, and I said, Mom, I want to do that. She goes, yeah, right. And I made my debut with Queen of the Night last year, so it bit me pretty early. So I've done a lot of work with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Actually, had me come back for the last show that I did there as an alumni guest because they didn't have the right voice type for one of the roles. I've done some work with Opera Las Vegas. I was a young artist there for a year in their first year of the program. I did some individual projects for aspiring directors there and some young composers. I did some of their works as well. So I've had a pretty wide range of stuff in Las Vegas. I've also got the opportunity to sing in the Sydney Opera House with the Eric Whitaker Music Festival. And I did a few summers at the summer program in Austria in Graz, where I got to sing with the orchestra there and travel around to a couple different cities. It was really a fun opportunity.
Well, that's a great opportunity to travel around and to sing in those various places. Especially the Sydney Opera House must be something special.
Oh, it was just gorgeous. It's probably one of the prettiest places I've ever been in my life.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about how you feel the Countess, how you play the Countess, how you get into the role, you know, the wronged woman, whatever, you know, what kind of thoughts do you have as you absorb yourself into that role?
Countess, it hits a little close to home. I've had some experience with things like that, so I can draw some personal experience on that. But she can be difficult. It's hard not to fall into the trap of what Americans perceive nobility to be like, with, you know, walking around all hoity-toity. But in reality, nobility was real, and it can be hard to remember. Because when we see them in cinema, we're like, oh, they walk around like this, and they pose like this. And it can be difficult to get that out of your mind. So that was one of the first things that the director and I worked on when we were working on our characterization. Also, in the De Ponte libretto, the play, it's only been 3 years that they've been married. So it's still a really, really new marriage, and it's odd that the Count is going speaking blood as quickly as he is. So we're trying to portray her as a young woman that wants to get her husband back, and she's still the same woman she was in Barbara Seville. She's very vivacious and very charming, but sad at the same time. So it's a delicate balance. It's hard to... It can be difficult to strike a good balance between the two aspects of her personality.
It's not masterpiece theater.
Yeah.
I think we're all, you know, we've all suffered from the visions of nobility from the British series, which is not to knock them, but they always seem a little stiff and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and there's just something about her character that's so beautiful. She's so determined to make him fall in love with her again. She doesn't want to leave him, although, you know, in circumstances she couldn't. But she still loves him dearly and wants him back, and wants him to realize what an idiot he's being, because he realizes it too at the end of the opera when he gets all excited over what he thinks is Susanna, but in reality it's the Countess, and he doesn't know. So he realizes in the Contessa Perdona scene at the very end, which is a beautiful moment. He realizes what a fool he's been and that he still does love his wife. So I think it's a nice story. It's nice to not die in an opera for once.
That's certainly true. It didn't happen in Tosca, that's for sure. I think Mozart in the libretto is very good in keeping the Countess human, because she becomes a co-conspirator with the commoners, so to speak, and you know, so she has a serious role and she can also play some comedy.
Yeah, and I have a couple of really cute moments. I won't go into too much into detail, but there's a bit with a shoe that's pretty funny in the second act, and there's a few the garden scene with Carabino is a riot.
That's always a great scene when they're both hiding behind the same chair and all that kind of thing.
No, that part's ridiculous. It's so funny.
Well, thank you very much for taking time away from your busy schedule to speak with us and tell us about this fine production. We'll hopefully see you on stage in the near future.
I hope so, too.
I'll say again, once again, thank you so much for calling in. And that is Isabel Ivey, who is singing the role of the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro in production in San Jose at the California Theater. A beautiful place, an intimate place to see opera. There are four performances, November 19th, the 22nd, the 24th, and the 29th. The 19th and the 24th are evening performances at 8 p.m., and the matinees are at 3 p.m., excuse me. And they always start at the same time. So Thursday the 19th, the 22nd is a matinee at 3 p.m. The 24th, which I believe is a Friday, is 8 p.m. And the 29th is, again, a matinee at 3 p.m. And for ticket information, you can go to operasj.org, or you can call the box office at 408-437-4450. 9 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And a very beautiful place to hear a very fine opera with young singers and enthusiastic orchestra, wonderful orchestra. I do recommend it. Well, let's go back to our Nozze di Figaro, Act 1, and we'll pick up where we left off. I'm going to put sections of both Acts 1 and 2 from the current cast together, and then we'll put Acts 3 and 4 from the other cast. So we'll be moving between Act 1 and 2 in one section before we go on to the next part.
La vendetta. Touch!